It's thought that the Democrat Party operatives working inside Philadelphia's election office provided Merlino with crates of raw ballots just hours before the polls closed on election night, which he transported to two private households in South Philadelphia. By 10 p.m. that night, Merlino's operation was already generating more than 3,000 ballots per hour, which quickly scaled to more than 6,000 ballots per hour before midnight. By now, Merlino might just be willing to flip on Joe Biden. In primetime congressional testimony, President Trump is willing to issue the longtime mobster a full expungement of his decades-long criminal record. And, of course, Merlino wants to be pardoned for the election fraud itself and any crimes to which he may incriminate himself during his testimony. By the by, is it any coincidence that the guy that prosecuted the Gotti family and the mafiosos in New York City, mayor, his honor, America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, just happens to be working for the Trump campaign and for the and happens to be the president's lawyer. Rudy knows a little bit about RICO case violations. Rudy knows a little bit about how to prosecute mobsters. Now, folks, this is just one angle of the story. I am by no means implying to you, if you're listening for the first time, that the mob connection here is how you explain the rigged election, because there is so much evidence now. We have all this, like, evidence. Sidney Powell yesterday even said that the evidence was coming in at a trickle, but now it's like coming through a fire hose. It's like coming through a fire hose now, as the rats leave the sinking, sleepy Joe Biden ship. By the by, Biden's last address as president-elect was what, last Wednesday? He's like the groundhog now. He hasn't come out of his basement yet to see his shadow. Why all of a sudden did Sleepy Joe stop acting as though he was president and start and going out daily and bellowing orders out and threatening all the good people of the United States with being on permanent lockdown once he and Cruella de Harris take office? Where'd he go? As a matter of fact, where is Biden? Why isn't he contesting any of these claims of fraud? He ought to be out there screaming and hollering and jumping up and down and going like, hey, wait a minute. I won fair and square. There's no fraud here. There's no illegal. There's nothing illegal here. By the way, what was the point the guy made to us yesterday when we were making our way out of MASH? It was a really good point. I went, you know what,
referring to the Biden gaffe about the fraud, the biggest fraud group, but he meant to say anti-fraud group.
Right, right.
So if he has this massive anti-fraud group, why aren't they out there billowing and saying...
This clip here.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
So, my friend John, yesterday on the way out of church, he goes, well, let's just pretend for a minute that he got it backwards. That he meant to say fraud prevention. Okay, where is it? If you put the greatest fraud prevention campaign together in the history of American elections, well, then you ought to be able to come out today and go like, there was no fraud. You know why? Because we had the greatest fraud prevention program in history in place, and this is how we stopped the fraud. So whether you believe Biden, Sleepy Joe, was being a straight-up guy and saying that, look, we're about to commit the greatest election fraud in history.
True international effort to pressure.
or whether you grant him, no, he meant, because that's what the Democrats are saying. No. He meant to say, what did he mean to say? He meant to say voter fraud. Okay, well, if you have the greatest voter fraud prevention outfit in history, where is it? Why didn't it work? You see, the tighter the noose, the screws are starting to tighten. And by the by, the official arms, the Democrat Party is not saying peep about this. They're letting their stooges in the media industrial complex, do all the dirty work for them. They're not saying anything. The Biden campaign certainly isn't saying anything. Back to Skinny Joe Merlino. Skinny Joey. I said Joe. Skinny Joey. Hey, Skinny Joey. He wouldn't mind a little fame or a lot of fame, he jokes. If he comes forward, he'll probably get a book deal and a movie franchise. Political observers believe that Merlino could sell the rights of his story to a major Hollywood production studio for more than $20 million, and a book deal could be yield as much as $10 million. That's only if he actually did this, then he had to give Trump a pardon him. But boy, what a twist that would be. The mob boss that put together the Philadelphia and Pittsburgh ballots. Now, who was the mob boss that did it in Detroit? Because they did the same thing in Detroit. And there are now eyewitnesses to the dropping off from out-of-state license plate cars. There are now eyewitnesses that have sworn affidavits that they saw the cars or the trucks and the vans pull up at the Wayne County Convention Center or wherever it was that they were counting the votes in Detroit, and that boxes upon boxes upon boxes were taken out of the vans and wheeled inside the convention center in the early morning hours of November the 4th. So the damning, let's see here. You'd have to understand the thing about Skinny Joey is that he is very charismatic and knows how to tell an enthralling story. He'd be an incredible movie narrator, they said. The damning congressional testimony, being tentatively dubbed the biggest heist in political history, could make it politically impossible for the Republican-controlled legislature in Pennsylvania to certify the state's 20 electoral votes. I don't think they're going to certify them anyway, not under current pretenses. By the by, the president's out there on his Twitter feed telling people that most of the lawsuits that you guys are talking about have not been filed by us. There are concerned average citizens that have filed the fraud lawsuits, not us. The ones that we have filed or will file state and allege grave constitutional errors that must be corrected. Remember, I keep telling you people, if you go back, read the Acting All Crusadery blog on the website at crusadechannel.com. Just click on the Crusader blog. Go back and read my post from Trump. The Trump campaign is not trying to hit ground rule doubles. They're aiming for the fences. They're trying to hit grand slam home runs. Grand slam home run in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania, is the Pennsylvania state law says no ballots after no vote by mail ballots can be counted after 9 p.m. election night. That was rewritten by the Secretary of State and the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. The U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 4, Article 2, Section 1, and the 12th Amendment say that the state makes the rule. The legislature makes the rule. End of discussion. No one ever loses an Article 1, Section 4. No legislature ever loses that case. They're not going to lose it this time either. So those votes get thrown out. It's over. The 600,000 vote lead that Trump had will hold.